California's energy crisis could be spreading from electricity to natural gas. Several natural gas suppliers are threatening to cut off deliveries to Pacific Gas and Electric out of concern over the company's financial solvency. An emergency order requiring companies to sell gas to California expires at midnight tonight. The order was issued last week by former Energy Secretary Bill Richardson, and there's no word on whether his successor, Spencer Abraham, will extend it. From member station KPBS, Scott Horsley reports.
When customers don't pay their gas bills, the utility cuts off service. Now, California's largest utility is in danger of having its service cut off by natural gas wholesalers who are worried that Pacific Gas and Electric won't pay its bills. PG&E spokeswoman Stacey Homrig says nervous gas wholesalers began demanding cash on delivery last week.
Obviously, PG&E's financial situation does not allow it to pay cash in advance right now. So we've had some suppliers either say they won't continue to sell to us, and some have actually stopped delivery.
One of those suppliers that threatened to stop was San Diego-based Sempra Energy Trading. Spokeswoman Alex Hemrick says Sempra was concerned about PG&E's creditworthiness.
And a lot of that was raised by PG&E's recent filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission, in which the utility outlined its dire financial position.
PG&E is close to bankruptcy because the company's been paying far more for electricity than the regulated rates it can collect from consumers. Ironically, consumer gas bills are not regulated, so Homrig says gas wholesalers shouldn't worry about getting paid.
Our customers pay the full market price for the gas that they use, which unfortunately means very high gas bills, but it also means that we have enough money to pay the bills of the gas suppliers. What we can't do is pay them cash up front, and we've called all of our gas suppliers and asked them to stick to a normal payment schedule, and if they do that, we can pay their bills.
Last week, former Energy Secretary Bill Richardson ordered suppliers to keep selling to PG&E on credit. And unless it's extended, Homrig says the utility has only enough gas in storage to last a few weeks, maybe less.
Obviously, if we reach a point where we have a shortage of natural gas, we could see folks without heat in the middle of winter, and that's not anywhere we want to be right now.
If that happens, Homrig says, PG&E would have to divert natural gas from big industrial customers in order to help residents heat their homes.
That means we would take gas from military bases, hospitals, universities, even power plants that use natural gas to produce electricity. With the state already facing a very severe shortage, the last thing we want to do is take natural gas from power producers. But that's what we would have to do if we faced a gas shortage.
The natural gas crunch is only the latest example of California's energy meltdown under deregulation. Last week, PG&E and Southern California Edison were barred from trading on the state's power exchange because the utilities didn't have adequate credit. The power exchange, or PX, was supposed to be the state's clearinghouse for electricity. But with its two biggest customers blackballed, trading volumes have fallen more than 90%. And spokesman Jesus Arredondo says the exchange is now laying off workers.
I think that you're not going to have a PX much longer. It's a really unfortunate situation because it does pose the question that without a market operator, where will the market go? What will happen to the market?
California Governor Gray Davis now wants to have the state government buy power directly from electric wholesalers at prices far below those being charged on the power exchange. His spokesman, Mike Cecilia, says the state is launching an internet auction this morning, seeking bids for 3-, 5-, or even 10-year power contracts.
The goal here is really to stabilize the energy markets by getting into long-term contracts with energy providers that should provide stability to market and also predictability to the market to allow us to keep the lights on in California at reasonable rates.
Meanwhile, California's number three utility, San Diego Gas and Electric, is expected to seek a rate increase later this week. Stephen Baum, who heads the utility's parent company, told a radio call-in show yesterday that artificially low consumer rates are contributing to the state's energy crisis.
Look, the governor could solve this problem today with the stroke of a pen in an orderly fashion, allowing the utilities to increase their rates. Now, I know the caller won't like that, but in fact, this product costs more than we are paying for it. And that would restore credit to the markets, take the state off the hook, and we can work our way out of this problem.
Governor Davis has so far resisted raising consumer rates, instead appealing to the federal government to rein in wholesale prices. The chance of that appears to be dimming. The White House said yesterday that President Bush will nominate Kurt Hebert to head the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. Hebert has been an outspoken critic of wholesale price caps. For NPR News, I'm Scott Horsley in San Diego.